The flurry of faxes began a week before the Dixie Book Festival. Sherry Felton's first fax was circumspect. Sherry was well aware of her best-selling author's temperament. She had a queasy feeling that she was damned if she did and damned if she didn't, but a long-distance outburst was infinitely to be preferred over a face-to-face explosion. Fax 1. From Sherry Felton to Leah Vixen Kirby. Dear Leah, Biddy Maxwell tells me a Georgia publisher named Kenneth Hazlitt has approached her with an idea for a novel, a steamy sex-and-tell piece, all about some famous Southern writers and their indiscretions, at a conference. He hinted to Biddy that it's a Romana Clay. She's shopping the idea around. Your latest sales figures are super. The paperback of Love's Lost Splendor is shipping like hotcakes. See you at Hilton Head. Best, Sherry. It came as no surprise to Sherry when her fax machine signaled incoming material. Fax 2. From Leah Kirby to Sherry Felton. Dear Sherry, Kenneth Hazlitt is a mediocre publisher and he couldn't write a decent novel if somebody handed him a mouse with an IQ of 200+. He's a buffoon who loves Dracula, Frankenstein, and Little Orphan Annie with the Statler brothers bellowing in the background. But who gives a damn about quality? How much sex and who are the main characters? If I could get a spot on Oprah, Love's Lost Splendor would sell 5 times what it's doing now. I must talk to you about publicity. And whose idea was it to schedule my festival signing at 4:00? They've got to be kidding. I want 9 a.m., and I mean it. As ever, Leah. Sherry read as the fax paper oozed out. Damn. It was too late to change autographing times. The conference program was already printed. Leah knew that, of course. But who expected the world's most famous author of Civil War novels to give a damn about minor facts, like printed programs? Sherry debated calling the festival programmer. Maybe they could put up a sign announcing a time change at the information booth. Oh, hell, what a bother. She didn't reach for the phone. Instead, her eyes glinting with malice, she waited 30 minutes, then dispatched a reply. As always, she used her author's full name. One had to take pleasure where one found it. Fax 3. From Sherry Felton to Leah Vixen Kirby. Dear Leah, the programmer regrets being unable to change your autographing time. The committee wants the most famous author available at 4 p.m. The local TV promises a crew, and they feed to CBS. Lots of sex, according to Biddy. And the cast of characters includes the most famous author of Civil War novels, the author of the latest male romance novel a la Bridges and Love Story, the author of Southern Sojourns of the Soul, the author of Good Old Boy Diatribes Against Blacks, Jews, Feminists, and Women in General, and the world's best-selling mystery writer. Oh, and congratulations upon your receiving a medallion at the festival. I'll be sure and attend the ceremony. Best, Sherry. Fax 4. From Leah Kirby to Alan Blake, Missy Sinclair, Jimmy J. Crabtree, Emma Clyde. Dear fellow medallion honorees, FYI, Kenneth Hazlitt is shopping a proposal using thinly disguised, if disguised at all, characters patterned after all of us. Remember Winwood? The sorry bastard. Leah Kirby. Fax 5. From Emma Clyde to Leah Kirby, Alan Blake, Melissa Sinclair, Jimmy J. Crabtree. Dear fellow honorees, I smell a medallion-sized rat. Best regards, Emma. Fax 6. From Errol Beatty, publicist, to Leah Kirby, Emma Clyde. Dear Ms. Kirby and Ms. Clyde, Mr. Crabtree is presently on a book tour. I will bring your faxes to his attention when I speak to him this evening. Best wishes, Errol Beatty. Fax 7. From Alan Blake to Leah Kirby, Emma Clyde. Dear Leah and Emma, let's talk when we arrive at the festival. They're putting me up at the Buccaneer. Fondly, Alan. Fax 8. From Melissa Sinclair to Leah Kirby, Emma Clyde. Ladies, I'll call Kenneth. Ciao, Missy. Fax 9. From Melissa Sinclair to Leah Kirby, Emma Clyde. Dear Leah, Emma, the dolt's excited out of his mind. He says Barker, Dunwoody, and Kell is interested. This is all on the basis of a 3-page proposal. I can't believe this. By the way, who picked us as medallion winners? Does anybody know? Kenneth swears the medallions have no connection with his book, and the Republican National Committee is proposing Clinton for the Nobel Peace Prize. I am not a happy camper. Should we cancel, Missy?